Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from Niles, Michigan, just north of South Bend, Indiana, the home of my alma mater, Notre Dame, where we won the football game this weekend. Yay! Woo! And I have with me my co-host and good friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself. Welcome, Rhonda.
Hey, Gina. Well, I guess congrats on your alma mater team winning. I know that's exciting for you.
Oh, hey, I was so psyched. We
have
just had a really, really rough season, and this weekend we really, really did well. In fact, we were doing so well by fourth quarter that Joe Montana's son, Nate, who is a freshman quarterback, actually got to play the whole fourth quarter. And it was really cool to see Joe Montana standing down on the sidelines watching his son play for his alma mater. That was cool.
Wow, that's tremendous. Love it, love it.
So well,
you missed
how
it
are
earlier.
You
the hens were going nuts earlier. They were so noisy. I was laughing. Molly stood at the window. Molly's my guide dog, for those who don't know. And Molly stood at the window, and she was kind of fussing and whining because she couldn't figure out why the hens were bawk-bawking like crazy earlier. It was very entertaining.
Oh, how funny. And just as I got on, a couple seconds after I dialed in, did you hear little Fritz going, saying hello to everybody? I don't know what prompted him to do it. He just all of a sudden sat up on the sofa and went, Our pets are just so great about introducing themselves on the air.
I know. Yeah, I mean, he does it. Trippy usually chime in, one of my cats, and Tika purred once, I think, but mostly she is, doesn't, but it's just kind of funny. So, I mean, how many other radio shows do you get? They have roosters, chickens, dogs, cats. I think it's great.
Not very many. Well, we've got
right.
Another great show lined up for folks today, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. And I'm really excited about our show today because, you know, anything that any of us can do to get people involved and excited and coming back to our website and telling other people about our website is fabulous. And so today our guest is going to bring us a really excellent way to be able to do that in a fun and natural way and by bringing contests. I think that is just really, really exciting to have all these great things to do.
I definitely agree. And, you know, things like contests certainly build relationships in a much bigger way with your prospects and your audience. So I'm looking forward to talking to our guest about that a little bit more today.
I definitely am as well. So the person that we have today is Bill McIntosh. And I met Bill at a JV Alert. I don't know where you first met him. Where did you first meet him, Gina?
I believe it was at a JV Alert as well.
Yep. I remember when he was last year, I think it was in a kind of in a hot seat, I think it was, at JV Alert. And
I think it was as well.
Yeah, it's very cool to find when you see here is someone who's in a hot seat, which means they're opening themselves up to let experienced marketers assist them in growing things in a big way. Then you watch these projects unfold, and so his product, Contest Burner, has been in the pre-development kind of beta testing stages, and he's about to bring it out in a big way. So let me tell you a little bit about Bill, and then we will talk to him and bring him right on, all right?
Sounds great.
Well, Bill McIntosh, his company is McIntosh Marketing, and he started doing business online back in 1999. And so he's been around for a little while. So he was one of those marketers who saw the true potential of the Internet. And, of course, has lived through some very big ups and downs that have happened in all of those years. That's a very long time in the land of computers. So, he's had his company build over 1,000 websites, of course, for his clientele as well as for himself. And he has generated an estimated $20 million in revenue, which is quite a handsome sum, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so he conducts weekly meetings himself. He's very much still involved in his business, takes kind of a hands-on approach rather than a just let it run all up thing. It's all over the world. He is definitely results-driven, and he wants creative and productive people and solutions to be a part of his business. About Contest Burner and all the other ways that he has used relationships and relationship marketing to serve his clients and build his business. So, Bill, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Bill. How
Thank
you.
It's good to catch up with you again. Haven't seen you or talked to you.
Hello to both of you. And, I think I haven't seen either of you in a little bit of time, so it's good to talk again.
That's for sure.
And,
tell us a little bit more about this Content Burner.
Yeah,
Contest Burner, if I could
Contest
talk
Burner,
to you.
Yeah. Well, we're about to launch. We're rolling up to the big fancy traditional product launch coming here very soon. And the concept behind Contest Burner is it basically came from my own internal use. I've got a few different internet businesses, and one of the things that I've learned over the years that's a really powerful technique is the idea of running contests, and that's for several reasons. One of it is, or probably the most important, is just the topic of your show. It's relationship marketing. And what ends up happening is you're able to use contests, and if you do them correctly, you can kind of build a tribe around you, kind of evangelical customers who really love you and your business. And so I needed to be able to run these online contests that would achieve that result. And so we built a tool for in-house use and started using it. And essentially what we've been doing is creating what we call word-of-mouth contests or tell-a-friend contests. So we incentivize all kinds of actions that people can take online to spread the word and say good things about our business. And then we incentivize those by giving them points, like raffle tickets, essentially, into a contest. And it worked really, really well, and I've had so many requests for people to use it, I decided to roll it out into a product. So that's essentially... Yeah. So that's essentially where it came from, and just the overview of what I created Contest Burner for.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Rhonda, I'm going to let you go ahead and ask some of the questions that you've got about it.
Okay, so there's some things that I want to find out and really kind of highlight for people. So as you're doing these contests, and you talked about incentivizing actions, and so what that means in a little bit simpler terms for people that are like, what? Was that Greek or what? You know, is basically what we're talking about is if people give a thumbs up to a YouTube video or things like that, they get points. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, yeah, for a whole variety of actions, whether it's tweeting about you on Twitter, giving you a like on Facebook, commenting about you in their Facebook stream, liking YouTube videos, commenting on YouTube videos, even uploading YouTube videos about your business. You can reward points for all kinds of actions like that.
And so what you're doing is rewarding people for engaging with you, and you're then effectively, even past the contest period, teaching them to click on and do these things to evangelize your business for you.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a amazing thing that in if you study any of the persuasion of psychology of persuasion, there is something that happens too that transforms prospects and customers when they take actions to speak out on behalf of your business. When they go out and they start saying good things about your business, it really solidifies their mentally their relationship with you. It's pretty amazing stuff. I've seen brand new customers turn into raving fans just after participating in a contest. So,
wow. And so basically what's happening is because they're making a comment on a blog post or they're liking you on Facebook, they're saying something great, it's kind of like they get resold on why they found you in the first place.
Exactly, exactly. And it reinforces the very initial, you know, because when they very first decided to sign up to your newsletter or start to do business with you, there was a particular reason why they made that choice. And so every time
right.
now they reinforce that over and over again. it's pretty powerful stuff.
And, you know, one of the things that it happens because, as we all know, I mean, people really are kind of over-communicated or overstimulated with all of the messages. I mean, between cell phones, texting, tweeting, Facebook, all the different things online and off, plus just busy life in general and all the demands on us and the changes that technology has brought, it really is making it to where having attention is perhaps the most valuable commodity there is, because it's getting people's attention on you is that's what's going to solidify the relationship and turn into sales.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a nice side benefit from this, too, is that all these actions that you get people to do throughout the contest, they have long-lasting impact. It's not just throughout the time of the contest. The people that I've been doing beta tests with that run these contests, they'll see a nice big spike in activity and traffic during the contest, but it never goes away totally. The links that the customers leave out there, the comments and on YouTube, the activity on Facebook, it continues to work long after the contest is done, too. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, like, every time you tweet, every time somebody tweets, that creates a link. That creates its own little mini web page, albeit very short. And so those things, especially if it's keyword rich, you know, those things definitely do last. And do you have people using Google Buzz as part of this contest?
Yeah, that's one of the features that's integrated in there. So we have one-click posting to Google Buzz, so you can encourage your users to talk about you over there as well.
Mm-hmm. And Google Buzz also connects with other things like, for example, if you comment on a YouTube video or give it a thumbs up or whatever, that can go over there. So there's all these things that can compound each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, another thing too, which this gets into there's a little bit of controversy, but from a search engine optimization standpoint, there is a lot to say around the search engines paying attention to what's happening in social networks as a gauge of the popularity and value of your business as well. So by encouraging that kind of activity, it can have a nice side benefit from an SEO standpoint as well.
Well, can you share like a case study for one of the people that has been a beta tester and what their experience has been?
Yeah. We have recently we completed a contest with the guys who ran Mobile Monopoly, Adam Horowitz did a contest with us, and you know, he already had a really substantial amount of traffic coming to his site. And I don't have the numbers here to share the exact case study with you, but I have a testimonial from him where he's just raving excited about how it boosted up the number of sales. So even with a business that already had a really high volume of sales, the contest still, you know, really kicked it up into a higher realm. And he's, you know, the traffic stayed too as well after he finished his contest. And
that's a beautiful thing. You know, if that's the thing I was going to ask you about, is how sticky is this? In other words, if you know, you did kind of mention that it stays after the contest, but are they really able to keep up that level of excitement and engagement and interest after the contest?
Yeah, well, I mean, at that point, it transitions over into some more just general traditional relationship marketing techniques with your existing customers and the people who participated. And, you know, you follow up with everybody who joined your contest to see if there's a few new customers you can turn in, or new prospects you can turn into customers. You know, what does stay out there is all the activity. So, for example, one of the things that you can incentivize is people to go record YouTube videos about your business. And, you know, we have the system automatically tracks that. So let's say they go and they record a testimonial video about your business. That testimonial video stays up there forever. So next time somebody's searching for your business, that's the kind of material that's going to be left out on the internet. Very positive, exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, and videos come up really high in the results too. And they get grouped together, and if somebody starts to see that there are all these positive videos about you, yeah, I can see where that would have a huge impact.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, and another thing that's really, really valuable with this tool, and I'm really looking excited about when it launches, is that there's a challenge that small business has. This is the traditional brick and mortar kind of offline business. Maybe it's a dentist's office or a restaurant. They really struggle with how to get their existing user base to interact with them online. They can't quite wrap their head around how to bring their offline customers online and get them to follow them on Facebook, on Twitter, and interact with them on Facebook. A contest is the simplest way to do that. It's super easy to get all your existing customers that are coming through your store, and because it's incentivized through a contest, you can drive them all online and right into your Twitter and Facebook channels.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm just out looking at the contest on our website and looking at how you've got the contest set up for it. And it looks like it's just very, very simple. There's like four steps. You get points if you like something on Facebook. You get points if you do something on YouTube. You connect to your Facebook account, your Twitter profile, and then start sharing links. Is that something that the contest holder defines inside the admin area of it?
Yeah, there's a whole variety of things that you can award points for, and you specify all those things in the admin area when you create your contest. There's another part that you probably don't see on there right now, which is that you can incentivize them just telling their friends. So you can, they get a specialized contest link when they sign up to your contest. And if they give that to a friend who then comes and signs up, you can give points for that too.
Cool.
And so there's a lot of really neat options in there. Some other fun stuff that we've got is the ability where you can, if you have, like, maybe it's a special coupon you want to offer for your services, you can actually hide it from everybody except for people who have over a certain number of points in the contest. So now you can say,
wow,
hey, earn 500 points in the contest by telling your friends and get a 10% off coupon. And then magically, as soon as they hit that points level, the coupon just shows for them.
Wow.
That's very,
very really
cool.
Slick.
Yeah. I like that. Can you imagine, Gina, that this with a giveaway with a small number of partners who are really strategically building stuff, having the giveaway with a contest kind of attached to it? I think that would be really powerful.
That would be. I like that a lot, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's and actually we did a giveaway type event with Reed Florine and I hope I'm saying his last name correctly, but with Reed,
yes,
we did a giveaway event with a contest attached to it, and I know he was thrilled with the results, so he got quite a bit more opt-ins than he was expecting as a result. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would freshen things up quite a bit with the giveaway and get people more involved because of the contest, and people love to win stuff. I mean, I've known people enter contests for something they didn't even want that bad, but just because there was a little competition and a prize, they got very interested in it.
Exactly. Well, I've seen in my own contests. I can give you examples. You know, I do a live show myself where I teach some internet marketing basics, and there are some of my customers or viewers who, they have started the actions of having an internet business. Maybe they created their first blog, and then that's about it. They didn't take any additional actions. They knew how, but they never took any actions on their own business. Well, when I started up one of these contests, it was amazing. Some of them ran out, created blogs, went out, created YouTube channels, did article marketing, press release marketing, every kind of technique you could think of to promote the contest. But they never did it in their own business up until that point. So it's really interesting how that just seems to get people out of their chair and to take action.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's like a training ground, if you will. Gina, can you imagine that with the challenge?
That's what I was just thinking about. Something I call the 30-Day I Am Challenge that's soon to become the 30-Day Passion Challenge, if I ever get off my duff and finish it. and it's a series of lessons that people use to create their online business. It's a 30-day set of lessons. I'm assuming that it would be pretty easy to kind of combine the two things, contest burner with the 30-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you already have people, they have to make certain actions, and I know some of them are inside the forum and whatever, but there would no reason that there couldn't be some actions that were done in the contest, and you would have a kind of a rolling contest in that sense over the 30 days, that they – every 30 days is a new challenge.
Yeah, we should take a look at that and see if that's something that I'd be happy to help you out with that. That'd be fun.
That would be really great because I actually teach the challenge model through my bachelor's program and associate's program. So I have hundreds of students who are also looking to set up their own challenge within their niche. And to combine that with Contest Burner, I think would be really fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about that and see what we can put together.
Yeah, let's mm-hmm. definitely do that. And I know you've got a live event coming up in January also.
Something we're doing with Contest Burner that's not necessarily – we haven't quite publicly talked about it too much yet, but one of the things mm-hmm. that's going to be available when you – that's okay. We'll break it out for the public to hear on your show.
There we go.
A scoop here. Yeah, one of the things that's going to happen with the Contest Burner launch, when we actually roll the product out for launch, which happens November 9th, there's going to be live event tickets available to the people who purchase, but only during the week of the contest and the week of the big launch activity that we're doing. We're doing one of the big traditional internet marketing launches. And if anybody who buys during that time, we're going to throw in an event ticket that's, normally a over $1,000 event ticket, and we're going to throw it in for free to all the buyers. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. And the Rooster's excited about this, I'll have you know. That's my Rooster.
Well, if I can do anything to help you with the live event, please let me know. I'd be happy to help.
Oh, yeah, that'd
likewise.
Be great. That'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, it's January 28th and 29th. It's going to be in Atlanta. And it's going to be a really good live event. The topic is going to be traffic generation. I'd love to have your help on that.
One of my favorite topics.
Yes, it's one of our favorite topics around here, to be sure. And it's amazing, of course, the power of relationship marketing as a means of traffic. That's obviously the stuff that we teach, not so much paying for click traffic or whatever, but actually getting it organically and naturally, which... is a perfect fit for all of us here.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that I often talk about with regard to traffic is if you really are building a relationship while at the same time you're driving traffic, it really makes a humongous difference in your conversions. So having a contest, a quiz, a challenge, something along those lines, really get people to start building the relationship with you at a much faster rate and at a much higher level. And conversions usually get into nutty kinds of numbers that people often go, yeah, right, there's no way you get those kinds of numbers. Just because the relationship is improved so much through those vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Traffic that's just going to be, traffic is one thing. Getting traffic that converts is a whole other thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a million ways to get general internet traffic or cold internet traffic, but getting traffic that is warmed up to your message and to your company and buys from you, that's a whole other challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't looked at Contest Burner yet, but I'm anxious to check it out because I would think that you could tie it to so many different vehicles that could do that exact thing, improving conversions, not just driving traffic. I mean, even things like quizzes, for example, you could award points for filling out the quiz. You could award points for scoring a certain amount on a quiz. And I would think that you could easily combine contest burners with other vehicles that allow you to do those kinds of things pretty easily, like assessmentgenerator.com comes to mind, where you can create a quiz pretty easily using it. And if you could combine that with Contest Burner so that you can then award points based on the quiz, now you've got a real tool to build those relationships that help improve conversions.
Yeah, integration with other kinds of platforms is a top priority. You know, right now the big push is for us to launch and get the software out there. And right now we're integrated with WordPress, which is the
fabulous.
So many people are using WordPress now.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else but WordPress for us around here, so yes.
Oh, great. Well, they say great minds think alike. I'm with you on that one. I'm a fan of WordPress for everything, so.
Well, you just can't, you know, you can't argue with proven things, right? And the fact of the matter is the search engines love WordPress, and if the search engines love WordPress, you'd better love it too, or you're going to be left in the dust.
Exactly.
And here's something that occurs to me too. Are you able to run more than one contest at a time, or do you have to just do, you know, are there able to be different ones? So,
yeah, you can run multiple contests on the same installation. Yeah, you definitely can.
Here's what I was thinking. Imagine that you might have one contest that could be for prospects and, you know, whatever to get people involved. And what if another contest were for clients or customers? You know, that would help them to engage more, help them to evangelize you because they've already bought something, so they really have a solid basis to keep recommending you and all that. So I would think that would be very powerful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a really powerful way to do it. You just introduce the contest in different portions of your sales or customer service funnel, one for your front-end customers or prospects and one for in the customer service channel when after people have obtained your services or product.
You know, Matt Glanfield did something that I saw a couple years ago that was so powerful. And it blew me away when I first saw it. So I went out and started looking at programmers that could help me make this happen. And it was going to be like $15,000 or $20,000 to duplicate what he was doing. And it seems to me like Contest Burner might actually help make that happen out of the box. What he did was he had a coaching program. It was, I don't know, $497 or $597, somewhere around there. And in this coaching program, you had, for each lesson, you had some activity that you needed to do. Maybe it was upload a document. Maybe it was include a link to something you posted on your website. Each lesson had something different. And based on taking that action, you were then awarded points. And it would present a leaders board of the top 100 people in his coaching program. And what really happened was an awful lot more people in his coaching program actually started taking action because they wanted to show up in the top 100 board. And then they started competing with one another, so they took more action still. And before you knew it, he had successfully gotten the vast majority of his coaching students to actually do what he was teaching them to do, and therefore they all got bigger results because they were actually doing it. So even for a coaching program, using a contest to help get people to consume and apply the material can be really, really huge. And, of course, if
what you're teaching them works. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Just because, of course, what you teach them works, but it doesn't work unless you take action. I mean, I have somebody say one time, does my coaching guarantee that they'll write a book? And I said, well, no. And they said, well, then what good is it? I said, well, listen. At the price point, you know, of one-on-one, a few sessions over the phone, is there a guarantee that you're then going to plant your butt at the computer and get a book written? No. I can't guarantee that you're going to write a book at that level because, not because my system doesn't work, but because I don't know if you work.
Yeah, it is a fact. It is a fact that people that generally buy, whether it's a coaching program or training sessions or ebooks or whatever it is, the vast majority of them don't take the action. It's usually a smaller percentage, and I think this is a brilliant way to increase that. I hadn't actually thought about using this as a tool that way. So.
Oh, see, I did. That was the first thing I thought of. I got to tell you, Bill, when I was looking at this and kind of paying attention, I thought, well, it is great to run a contest to get traffic to your site, but I was thinking really about the ramifications for your customers. Imagine that they buy, your introductory ebook that maybe is 27 or 37 or whatever, low-end product, and they're encouraged to start taking some actions. And if you design those so that those actions move them toward completing whatever it is that you teach in your ebook, imagine how much more powerful that is for them. Once they start taking action, that starts the ball of momentum rolling. That's always the biggest thing, is to overcome the inertia to get something going in the beginning. Once they take a few steps, it becomes kind of exciting to take some more because you're starting to see it, as opposed to sitting there thinking of how great it would be if you had it already without doing anything.
Yeah, I think we're onto something here. I'm going to be rolling up my sleeves to figure out exactly how to, I think there are some ways to do that with the existing version of Contest Burner, but I'm going to rapidly be adding a little module here to do just this. So.
Well, even for my information products, I have now broken my information products apart to deliver them through membership sites that are built through WordPress. So, each chapter would be delivered through a separate post. And early on when I first created probably my first or second info product, I really did some extensive tracking to see what was going on with buyers of that product. And what I learned was that less than 5% actually download it, and less than 5% of those who do download it actually open it and use it. And that's just really small numbers. So by breaking it apart in a WordPress blog, it's really helped encourage the consumption. But since it's already in WordPress, I'm thinking Contest Burner right out of the box could easily be integrated with that content in a way that can get people to consume it at much higher rates. And because the way I build my information products is what causes future purchases to happen, now you've truly improved the lifetime value of a customer just by adding a contest to it.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait to work with you on working this out. I think, I'm jumping up and down over here waiting to do this. This is exciting stuff.
It is. I mean, to me, it's really exciting. It takes it from an ordinary product to a product that cannot be left out of a business plan, right? You absolutely have to have it.
Especially for especially for information products that where you need the people to take action as a result of consuming them, it should be a no-brainer. I can't wait to do the first case study. So,
okay, count me in. I'm definitely game. And I know you've had other successful products before Contest Burner as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I do have a coaching product that we teach people how to use the basics of internet marketing successfully and try to get them to get through their barriers and take action, which is usually the number one real problem. It's not the learning of the techniques. It's getting over the mental challenges to actually do them. So
you got it.
And so we do that, and, you know, I have other products. You know, I started in internet marketing not as an internet marketer, but in other markets where, I've been helping people find jobs or, collect money that's owed to them from the government, things like this. So I have these other businesses that I managed to make quite successful, and then only recently kind of got into the, teaching other people how to do internet marketing.
So I imagine in your own business online, relationships have played a big role in their success as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the other thing, too, is recently, rolling up to the launch of Contest Burner, it's really become apparent to me, even when you're building your business from the very inception of it, how important relationships are. You know, I've been working for probably 6 months now on doing nothing but building relationships and trying to bring partners on board to promote my launch when we open up the doors. And it's been really amazing to me how powerful that aspect of relationship building has been. You know,
to build those relationships?
Well, I've done everything from showing up to many events to, meet people live. And so they have a face and a body and a real live person on the other end of the electronic communication I've been sending them. So I make sure I show up live and interact with them, and a lot of traditional stuff just to build rapport and friendships and relationships with people. And then only after I feel like I've got that rapport do I then start broaching into the subject of how we might be able to work together. And I think it's going to be the thing that is what makes the Contest Burner launch and product line a success is going to be just that. So.
Well, big takeaway for folks who are listening, it may look like a product launch is a simple thing. It takes a week or two to launch the product, but look how many months of preparation go into it, even after the product is created. I mean, you said you've been doing this for a good 6 months now, and it really takes that to really successfully launch a product.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not say that it's a product launch is an easy thing, that's for sure. Especially not if you're going to, build relationships and bring in, affiliates and joint venture partners to make the difference. That's the part that you really need a long runway in planning just the thing, too, is you have to realize that all the people that you're trying to approach as a joint venture partner or an affiliate, they're all just as busy as you are. So you have to somehow be able to penetrate through that. And that sometimes takes many contacts and many touch points with a person before you finally get through all the noise and get their attention.
And you're not the only one trying to reach out to those people. Not only are you there trying to reach out to them, there's another 50 of you right behind you in a line all trying to get the attention of that one JV partner. So you've got to find a way to stand out from the crowd.
Exactly, exactly.
So what has been the secret to your success in building those relationships?
Well, it's been a combination of things. One is I've been lucky that my product is really good, and so when they hear about it, most people want to use it. So it allows me to, whether it's doing a case study with them or just demoing the product and letting them use it, has been a really successful action for me. And for a couple reasons, I think. Number one is the product's appealing and it's good, so they want to use it. And once they're sold on it, that overcomes all their concerns for introducing it to their customers. They know they're going to be bringing something to them that has value. And it's been the icebreaker. If I have somebody who I have no relationship with, that has been the thing that's broken through the ice, is I help them by letting them use Contest Burner. I consult and help them out with their contest. And it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it really, really does. It's serving them first instead of serving yourself first. Big, big lesson.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, if I just, if I'm just pick up the phone and I'm calling them to convince them to promote me, I'm just another salesperson, that they're trying to tune out.
Absolutely. And are you doing all of the relationship building on your own? Are you using a JV broker or an affiliate manager?
I am working with, on the launch, I partnered with Eric Louvier, who's handling, helping me with the joint venture relationships. A lot of the initial recruiting I've done, he's also been doing recruiting too. And I've been working with other people, connectors, who are also helping me get to their audiences. So, I'm doing a combination of those things, working a second tier with other affiliate brokers, my own internal affiliate manager, and then myself and my own efforts too. So,
fantastic. Certainly a multi-pronged approach to a product launch, which is really what it takes to succeed in a product launch online today.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that you've got to stand out. There's so many people now trying this. Well, especially in the internet marketing world. In other markets, it's not quite as bad, but in the internet marketing world, there's a product launch every couple days. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, having a product that is really, really good makes all the difference in the world. At least it gets doors open so that you can start the conversation when you've got that product that is unique, that's really top-notch.
Exactly.
And I know, I've not seen anything like Contest Burner out there anywhere. Are you aware of anything else, Rhonda, that you can use in that way?
No, nothing anywhere near the level that this is. I think a while back I saw some kind of contest thing, but it was like toddler time compared to what this does.
Toddler time.
I don't even remember what it was. It was that unmemorable. I can't even remember the name of it, the URL, nothing. I know I saw something a while back, and I don't even think it's still there, probably because it just didn't do very much. But, you know, this was it's because this really delivers what people need, not only you as the business owner. Of course, you want those evangelists to be talking about. You want to build that tribe, but other people are relying so much on those third-party endorsements. I mean, the first thing that I do if I'm going to look for a new product is I go to look at the reviews, I'll be honest. It's like that's the thing people do these days is you either look for, like, reviews or testimonials, whatever. What are people saying? Not just whatever might be on the sales page, but if people have had experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, when I went out to try and find something that could duplicate what Matthew Glanfield had for his coaching program, it was going to cost me $15,000 plus to have something like that developed. So I'm assuming we're not talking anywhere near that for Contest Burner. Am I kind of correct?
That is correct. Yeah, nowhere near that. So, yeah, Contest Burner, I'm intentionally trying to make it very affordable. I want, when we launch, I want very broad market penetration, because I want everybody who has a website to be able to use this product, so I've priced it accordingly. So.
Oh, fantastic. That will really make a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. And, as you can see, I'm really passionate about this. Contest marketing is something that I think is vastly misunderstood and underappreciated. I think it's one of the most powerful tools in the marketing toolbox, and I don't think most people realize that.
No, and I can't agree with you more. About 5 years ago or so, maybe even a little over that, big companies like Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart were all out looking at the idea of conversions. And they knew that if they could improve their conversions, they would make a lot more money in the end. So they were asking the question of what causes conversions to increase. And the buzzword back then became engagement. They knew that if they could get higher levels of engagement from their visitors, that it could improve the conversions and therefore improve the sales. So they were looking at metrics like how long does someone stay on a site, how many page views does someone view, how many clicks does someone make, all of them measures of how engaged that visitor happens to be, so that they could then do a better job of improving engagement so that it would improve conversions. Probably about 2.5-3 years ago, they realized, yeah, that worked really well. So if we could figure out what fuels engagement, we could actually make an even bigger difference in improving conversions. And long about that time, the buzzwords changed from engagement to discovery. There's a great slideshow that describes what discovery is all about at askggg.com/discovery. And the big study that they conducted says that when people come to a website, especially since Web 2.0 has become a really big deal, they come to websites with a scarcity mentality. Even if that site has millions of pages worth of content, someone getting there for the first time can't even recognize it because they start with a scarcity mentality. In order for them to understand the abundance that's present on that site, you must first cause a chemical reaction to take place in their brain, allowing them to shift from a scarcity mindset into an abundant mindset. You can create that chemical reaction by having what they say is richly interpretable data on the website. So things like quizzes are great examples of richly interpretable data. Someone has to do this quiz, which then gives them some information about themselves, which they then interpret to mean something. The minute you cause that chemical reaction to take place and they get into that abundance mentality, that's when discovery really becomes important. The rest of the formula is, first, you then need to allow someone to get recognition through the website. So things like Facebook and Twitter are really all about getting recognition for yourself. And while you're getting that recognition, if you can then also allow them to interact with other people, now you've got all of the elements you need for discovery to happen so that engagement can increase, so that conversions can increase, so that sales will likewise increase. And what I really think contests do is that they fuel discovery. And because that makes such a big difference with engagement and therefore conversions, if you simply improve discovery, you're almost guaranteed of making more money. And that's really what caused me to create my 30-day challenge to start with. Because when I was really understanding the concept of discovery, I was like, oh, I get it. So if I really do cause that chemical reaction to take place and then get people interacting with other participants in a challenge at the same time, this really can improve engagement and conversions. And the biggest thing that I've seen through the challenge is that it is much easier to get people to consume the information because it's broken down over a period of time. And they absolutely love competing with other people to get a something. They don't care what it is. It could be a worthless piece of paper, but they would still, or a can of air for that matter, but they would still want it because of that abundance mentality and the idea of competing with other people while getting recognition for yourself. Does Contest Burner give you a way to publicize the leaderboard in the contest by chance?
Yeah, it automates that whole thing. So you can create, and since you like WordPress, it's really simple. You just paste a little short code into any post or page you want, and the leaderboard magically shows up.
That is perfect for discovery to happen. Perfect.
Yeah, and we'll take a look
the more
at
you do that,
Twitter.
Say that again?
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, if you go to Twitter and for Contest Burner, twitter.com/contestburner, you're going to be able to see some of that in action because you'll be able to see what's going on with those tweets. So that's a very exciting thing to be able to see.
Oh, I will definitely go and do that. Thanks.
Yeah, that's one of the things that it does on Twitter is, in talking about engagement, is also that. You can set it up so that it auto-tweets the contest standings out periodically. So you can say, every 8 hours, announce on Twitter who the top three leaders are, and it'll automate that too.
That's sweet. Brilliant, Bill. I don't know if you did that on purpose or accidental, but brilliant. it really, really, really fuels discovery in a
on
big
purpose.
Way.
Yeah, well, for me, I was looking at really trying to look at what as many of the things that encourage viral behavior. You know, I'm just looking at how do you make essentially it's discovery, but how do you make people learning about the contest and then participating as easy as possible so that it ignites the viral aspect, and that's kind of where I was coming from with why I set it up that way. But heck, I like the other idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking at your latest tweet. I see you didn't tweet our show. Anyway, Contest Burner, current contest standings, number one, number two, number three, powered by @ Contest Burner, and it gives the name. So those things, then those show up. What happens is if it was, you know, number one at JV Queen or something, then it would show up in Gina's stream, and then she would want to retweet that because she was number one, two, or three in that contest. That would then be tweeted out to all her followers, which would then get people going over because the website link for the contest is there. So they go, oh, wow, Gina's, you know, here in the tops. Let me go try this contest and see if I can beat her. So
Absolutely. It's
a great thing for that's the viral part, but it also increases the engagement, the discovery, the interaction, and the relationship.
Yeah, and she would get get points for retweeting that, too.
Oh, nice. Even better, right?
Yeah, and actually, if you look at my personal Twitter, go to twitter.com/BillMcIntosh, with no A, just McIntosh, and you'll see I've been promoting him on the show, just so you know.
Thank you.
I just tease you about that. I know you were on your own stream, which is great. We appreciate that. Yeah, so that's very, very cool to be able to see all these things happening that, in using Twitter, of course, we like people to put their Twitter onto Facebook and have it going all over the place. So it's just such a great way. It looks like you're everywhere and looks like there's always something happening, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure for our listeners that they really get the implications of this part of the discussion, because when you're talking viral marketing, true word-of-mouth marketing, it's not that you've got some gimmicky, stupid YouTube video out there that, you know, really is just like, you know, those movies like Airport that are so dumb they're stupid, but everybody passes it around. That's not what viral marketing is all about. Viral marketing is really about discovery. It's about getting people to talk about themselves, which everyone wants to do. And if you are important enough in their lives, they're also going to talk about you as well. And I think that's what many of the things that Contest Burner causes to happen is really all about. It's retweeting the leaders board because you're in the leaders board. Well, it's just me talking about myself, right? That's all I'm really doing when I'm doing that. And it seems to me like one of the beautiful things about this particular tool is it helps foster allowing people to talk about themselves in a way that also spreads that message. And that is just the single most powerful way of getting your message out to the world. Let everybody that you touch talk about themselves and mention you in the same sentence.
Exactly. And you're talking about viral marketing isn't a gimmick. That's another thing. It's a really important point. I think it is drastically misunderstood on what viral marketing is. It's not the YouTube videos of cute kittens and, you know, kids hitting their father
right
on the head with a baseball bat or whatever. It's it really is about how do you make your message and your content useful enough to the customer that that they essentially get some status by passing that message around. So there's a reason, you know, and you have to also make it super easy for them to pass that message around at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
the easier you make it, the more likely they'll be to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's an element in viral marketing, too, of it's almost like the, hey, look what I found, kind of like so that you get personal credit for having discovered this cool thing. And
well,
a contest
does that. That's what the discovery process is about, right?
Exactly.
Getting recognition for yourself and interacting with others while you do it. Perfect element of discovery. So it really is causing that to happen intentionally, not by accident.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody wants to be
marketing
a little. So show me the cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk viral marketing a little bit more. So to me, viral marketing is like one of the single most important things to use in a business, whether it's on or offline. It's not related to just internet businesses. What makes something go viral? Or what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, going viral essentially means that the message is being passed from one person to another so that it essentially takes on a life of its own. If you compare it essentially to a virus, as it spreads and uses the body cells to remanufacture itself, it then essentially spreads itself. And I mean, very roughly, that's really all viral marketing is having a message that once it's started, perpetuates itself. It gets the people that the message is exposed to then, you know, pass it along and pass it along. And, you know, at least that's the basic, the basics of viral marketing as I look at them.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And viral marketing to me is really all about leverage, right? Leverage is working smarter, not harder, getting bigger results with less effort and less cost. And that's really what viral marketing is all about. You don't need to be involved once that message gets out there because everyone else will spread it for you.
Absolutely. I know, you know, one of the things that really got me intrigued with viral marketing was YouTube. Some time ago, actually not even for any particular, you know, agenda or business reason, I posted a video up. I thought it would be cool to motivate people to see what's possible with internet marketing. So I recorded a video and showed some income that I made with the Google AdSense program. And I just threw it out there. I had nothing for sale. No, this was before I was doing any internet marketing training. And that video just went crazy. It both from a controversial standpoint and from people just passing it around. And to this day, I mean, that video I think now is going on 2 years old. And to this day, I get leads signing up for a newsletter every day from that video I posted 2 years ago.
Wow. And what made the video you mentioned controversy? What made it controversial?
I think the numbers attached to how much money I had made with AdSense was a bit shocking. So I think some people had tried and perhaps not had as much luck as they would have liked to with AdSense, and so I got bashed quite a bit. So which is kind of fun. It took me a little bit to get a thick skin and get used to it, but. You know, but that controversy further fueled the viral aspect of the contest because then I had people rushing to my defense and arguing in the comments. And, yeah.
So taking it, guys.
For you,
guys. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying they're just all doing this for you. You've got your proponents arguing for you. You got people going, no, that's impossible. Oh, yes, it is, blah, blah, blah. You don't even have to be directly involved at that point because they're just doing it for you. Meanwhile, you're at the top of the mind, tip of the tongue for all these people and for a growing number of people.
Yeah, and then you don't know how many people I've met at an internet marketing conference, and that's how they know me, is that YouTube video. It's really funny.
How many views has it had now over the last couple of years?
I think we're approaching 250,000 views, so it's not one with millions of views, but, yeah.
250,000 is still awful significant. I mean, even if only a fraction of those sign up for your newsletter, you're still talking about very significant numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And it helped me position myself at the same time. Now when people see it, they have, you know, well, whether negative or positive, they come away with definitely an opinion about me. And know who I am. So
hint, everybody, controversy can really cause messages to go viral. So was
exactly.
The controversy on your part intentional?
You know, I wouldn't say at first, but as I noticed that that it had the potential for controversy, I may have stirred up the pot just a little bit.
Right.
Well, why not?
How do you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, the main thing is how do I say this in a friendly way? There are places online where people hang out that love to bash people.
Yeah.
And if you expose the message to them there, you'll get lots of haters. So they're more than happy to come, you know, hate on you on your video.
Wow.
So there are, whether you look at there, in every market, there are these places that there are forums or other social places online where people hang out that love to hate on people. And so you just make sure your message is, you know, exposed to those people and they'll take care of it for you.
Well, I have to thank you for being open and honest in that answer because that is a perfect answer. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. I mean, I don't see that as being unethical in any way. Or even being in a gray area of, you know, gray hat marketing, maybe not black hat, but gray hat.
Yeah.
marketing.
No,
I don't see it as that at all. I mean, there is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I've definitely seen other people do some pretty contrived things where they'll create fake comments and fake controversy and try to,
right,
you know, get their employees to, you know, make the comments and stuff like that. And that's definitely not the right way to go about doing it.
And I take exception to all of that and have lots and lots of issues with it. But what you
yeah,
did
right,
is not even close to that, I don't think.
No, exactly.
No.
So instead of you don't have to do that, because there are plenty of people that are more than willing to do it for you. They just have to know the message is there, and they'll pile on all day long.
Exactly.
And, you know, everybody wants to start your viral marketing, whatever, with a little bit of a nudge. It's no different from telling the friend who will talk to everybody, you know, whatever, and then you know that message will spread. And so in this case, you're doing the same thing. You're just taking the mavens of hate and letting them know about something, and then they will start a controversy without you having to contrive anything. It's really not any different. So
I have to remember that phrase you just used, mavens of hate. That's a real good description.
I know,
of some of those.
Like...
It is a good one. Like that, Rhonda. You're in good form today, I should say.
Well, thank you. I love when those things pop up. It's fun. But, yeah, I mean, that's really what they are. They're mavens of hate. In other words, they're going to stir the pot. All they have to do is know that it's there. You don't have to fight back with them or engage with them. Just let them know it's there. They'll take over. Other people will come to your defense, and it'll you know, just do huge things. I remember several examples in the last couple of years where somebody was getting all kinds of, you know, hate mail types of stuff online, and somebody would come and go, oh, my friend so-and-so is under attack for blah, blah, blah. You know, please go help him out. And then they would get the other side involved, and pretty soon the object of all this controversy was growing their list by leaps and bounds because of all this.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so I would say, you know, that's my advice is, don't shy away from controversy or freak out when it occurs. You know, you definitely want to make sure you examine how it aligns with how you want your PR of your brand and your company and pay attention to that. But don't immediately have a knee-jerk reaction to freak out and try to, you know, run from controversy. Embrace it. I mean, that's what I think.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that type of controversy is very different from the controversy of, you know, you appearing nude or something. That's not the right type. But the type that's going about your business, did this really happen? Did they really do it? Whatever, that's very different. That's a good kind of controversy.
Well, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you can plan your topics by looking at, okay, what might be a little controversial? One of the single most powerful blog posts I've ever written in terms of the number of newsletter subscribers I got from it, the number of readers I got from it, the number of comments I got from it, is something that I still see people reading today, and it's about 3.5 years old now. And it's one where I was talking about whether or not you needed to be a snob in order to succeed in internet marketing. Another colleague of mine had told me that if I couldn't be a snob, I was destined to be poor in the internet marketing game. And I basically said, great, not a problem. Count me in as poor if it takes being a snob to get there. I don't want it. And I fueled the fire, so to speak, by kind of writing in a way that asks a lot of questions that are almost rhetorical, where someone would be reading it going, yeah, that's a good question kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And just by choosing that as a topic to write about on my blog, brought in all of these people that were siding with both sides of that debate. And you can really cause that to happen on purpose, even with a contest, by choosing the topic in a way that's likely to create some controversy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I've just to give you here's an example of, you know, silly controversy from a contest. In one of my contests, I gave away an iPad, and you'd be surprised how many people are suspicious about that. They think it's all fake. It's you're not really going
to
get
all
prizes.
I know. There's a lot of that going around. Every time I see something about if I ever mention Kindle, all of a sudden somebody spams on Twitter with a get a free Kindle. Just fill in your email, and it's like, ah, yeah, right.
I know why that controversy's there.
Well, that's true. I guess you have some of the fake, like, email submit offers where people are trying to get you to opt in for marketing when they're – yeah, yeah. I guess I do. I didn't make that connection, but that's probably where it came from. But that created controversy. So
I would think that it would be true if you picked any hot kind of a product to give away as a prize. A couple years ago when the Tico Mi Elmo doll was really a big deal at Christmas time, and I mean, I don't care how much money you were willing to spend, you just could not get your hands on it. Finding a way to give a contest that would award someone a Tico Mi Elmo doll would have created controversy just because of the prize at the end, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
iPhones 2 years ago, any of those are going to create controversy just because of the prize.
What happened all with your iPad little controversy, and how much did that help your contest grow?
Well, I mean, there definitely was some interaction that occurred online and some conversation happening about whether or not I was really going to give away this iPad or not. And it did help generate a little bit of buzz, and some of my followers jumped in the conversation and defended me. So it did create some activity and a little buzz. I didn't capitalize on it and really try to spread that anymore. I was busy beta testing the software to get too much into it, but it did create a little bit of interest and some activity that occurred within the contest as a result. But
yeah, I mean, it can certainly allow you an opportunity to go out to Twitter and Facebook and social bookmarking sites and say things like, "We really are giving away a free iPad."
Do a
press release. "We really are giving away a free iPad." You know. And this perpetuated a little bit more, just like you had said about the video and choosing where to put that message out helped to stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
You can stir the pot a ton with that kind of a topic easily.
Right.
Yeah, well,
I have
an example
for you about that relevant to prizes. Do you find that, I mean, when you do that, are you just buying the iPad yourself? Are you finding that there are companies willing to put that prize in to get the publicity that comes from donating isn't quite the right word, but putting that prize in for you to have?
Both. I mean, I've done – I mean, there's a couple things, too, when you're looking at prize selection. One is you can get companies to sponsor your contest if they're going to be, you know, be given some prominent promotion throughout it, you know, whether it's a contest sponsored by, you know – Apple, although I wish I could get Apple to sponsor one of my contests, but in exchange for some promotion, companies are definitely willing to kick in prizes. A friend of mine is about to launch a contest with Contest Burner at marketingprofessor.com, plugged. So anyway, he's very soon going to be launching a contest and was able to do just that, been able to get companies to help him out with prizes and so forth. And then the other thing is something that's really valuable to your customers are your services. So pick a really high-value service or product that isn't expensive to you but has a really high perceived value to your customers. You know, maybe it's in the case of somebody who has an info product business, it could be one-on-one coaching that maybe you never deliver, or when you do deliver it, it's really expensive. And that has a really high perceived value and allows you also to attach a nice high ticket price to the value of your contest. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some tips.
Yeah, those are some good tips. And, yeah, I mean, I see that if you know of a prize that would be perfect and you can get a sponsor, great, you know, and then if you're doing it yourself, I like the idea of using a particular package, especially if you happen to have one either – you know, even if it's a physical product, but you've created it through Kunaki, so it costs you a couple of bucks, and it might sell for 100 or 200 or whatever. You know, all of those types of things are good possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, another tactic too, just kind of related to this, is collaborating a bit. So you find another business that serves the same customers that you do, or the same market that you do, and schedule contests with them. So you throw in some prizes of your products and services into their contest when they launch it, and then have them throw prizes into yours. And now you're going to get double bang for the buck on your promotional and your marketing.
Love it. That would be such an easy thing to do, wouldn't it, Gina? I mean, just imagine of who else would serve a similar audience.
Yeah, it really would.
You support each other's contest, you share each other's list without having to do any big, huge, involved thing. It would seem to me very easy to do that with fairly little effort with Contest Burner.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely agree. Now, sorry, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, in the beginning stages of a contest tour, that probably one of the most important parts is kicking off the contest and getting the ball rolling. So any time you can bring in additional promotion through, you know, essentially that's a joint venture relationship. If you can go to another business and, you know, hey, let's promote your contest together and then let's promote my contest together. Now you're really increasing the odds of your contest being a success and kicking off with a good start.
I definitely agree with that as well. I know a lot of our listeners are fairly new in growing their business. Can they use contests equally well as someone who already has a list and already has products and traffic and whatnot? And if they can, is there anything that they should be thinking about doing in creating a contest?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two things I can give advice for that. I mean, number one is, you know, obviously the bigger the list is when you start with, the more you can prime the pump and kick off the contest, obviously. But that doesn't mean that smaller or newer marketers are kind of left out in the cold. We've done a couple case studies with guys that started brand new sites, and they did things like buying sponsored tweets or finding some relatively inexpensive advertising in social media to kick off their contests. Facebook ads is an example, or sponsored tweets would be another. And you know, you do have to invest a little bit of money on initial promotion, but that can really kick a contest off nicely. And then the other thing is the strategy we just talked about. Go out and find a joint venture partner to help you. I mean, maybe help them put on a contest in exchange for them promoting your contest would be a great way to get, you know, to kick off a contest.
That's a great suggestion, really good suggestion. How about prizes? Is there any guidance that you can give on selection of prizes?
Yeah, I would say each business owner is going to know their customers best in terms of what they really like. I mean, I've done some surveying. In fact, the little demo contest I've got running right now on Contest Burner, I started on my live show and actually did a live survey of the audience to let them pick prizes. And I was surprised that, you know, I've seen iPad contests over and over again and assumed that they were maybe burning out. But that was the single biggest request of the live audience, is they wanted iPads. You know, which,
wow.
So survey your market is probably the best way to find out what they really want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive, right?
Exactly.
Just like everything else. Ask your market. They will tell you what they want for sure. And in terms of what do you hold the contest for, any guidance around that? So
yeah,
do you
like
have
to...
people competing for this or competing for that? How do you figure that part out?
Well, I mean, the one thing, too, is important is when you have a contest, weaving in the reason why and how do you weave the contest into your marketing channels. In your sales processes. It's important that you do that well. And what I like to do is always make my contest have a celebration or celebratory kind of flair to it. So think of some reason there's something to celebrate in your business. Maybe it's a new product line. Maybe it's your company's now 5 years old, or maybe you just started a new website. There's something happening in your business that's worth celebrating, and attach the contest to that idea. And then, you know, you as far as what actions to put in the contest, whether it's YouTube stuff or Facebook or Twitter, each business owner kind of has to look at their audience and figure out what's going to make the contest easy for them. So some people may only want to do a YouTube contest. Like, let's say that they're trying to get existing customers to give them testimonials. So they may not want to do the Facebook and Twitter piece. They may want to make it really simple and just make a YouTube contest. You know, other people might be focusing on trying to build their fan page, so they'll focus on the Facebook elements of a contest. So you have a lot of flexibility, but so there you go.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
Can you tell we're all excited about this?
I can.
I guess you want to ask yourself then,
Well, partly it's, of course, what is the goal? So, yes, as you said, if your goal is to put your Facebook page out there, then that's it. But aside from that, it's where do my people hang out and what would be natural for them? You know, Gina, you don't use video. I can't see you being, you know, I don't know if many of your people do. So you kind of go, do my people tend to use video? Or maybe make it something that's a bit of a stretch could be something that helps them to get that higher prize.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I have a question for you that I had written down days ago to ask you, Bill, and it says, you know, I am, of course, the story lady, and I love stories. Has anybody yet tried this and actually woven a story in along with the contest, aside from just the celebration of a new whatever?
I have not seen that done yet, no.
Wow.
That's a really interesting
oh
idea, though. Yeah.
We should talk about that. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh.
Did you have some specifics in mind, Rhonda?
Well, I have, I mean, not exactly yet because I haven't been able to try the software but or the system. However, you know, what occurs to me is that if you have a great story, there's a story pattern that everybody in the whole world, down to a person, no matter what contact you've had with what other cultures or had or haven't had, excuse me, and that is the what Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey, which in the really short form is you quest for something because you're dissatisfied with life. You're tested along the journey, and at the end, woohoo, you finally achieve the object of your quest. Like, you know, the kids in the village are sick. We need an herb that's 100 miles away up the mountain, you know, through the snowstorm and whatever, and we go there and we get it, and then on the way back, we almost die, and, you know, we finally make it. And the kids live, that type of thing. So it would be easy enough to weave that story pattern into a contest, I would think, where these different things that they do also contribute to the hero of the story being able to make it.
Hmm.
Gotcha. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, that... You know, talking about stories, that's a, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but I know just in general in a marketing message, that's, you know, storytelling is an incredibly powerful technique. So I could certainly see how that would make a contest even more powerful.
Yeah. And in terms of fueling discovery and engagement, stories do that in a very big way. They really get the reader to feel the problem that's being discussed in the story.
Right.
So what words of advice do you have for someone who's just getting started in their business? What should they be thinking about?
Well, if they're just getting started in their business, the biggest thing I would say is focus and action. We're going sort of outside the realm of contests here now, but I would say you need to have laser-sharp focus on what you're doing with building your business, and do not be distracted from that laser-sharp focus. Whether it's internal or whether it's external, there's a million reasons why. There are going to be reasons why to either not take that next action that you need to take to build your business, or for you to question yourself that you might start to think that it's the wrong action to take, so then you wait and you procrastinate. So you have to remain laser-focused and keep going, keep persisting no matter what. I mean, we've gone kind of really outside the realm of marketing, but that's, in my view, the single most important thing for a new business owner. So.
Well, I love the advice. It's really good advice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and, you know, in the internet marketing world, it's something, too, that I've seen. It's there's a lot of really interesting and exciting things happening in the world of internet marketing. And there's a new product out, like we said, about every few days, and new techniques and new, you know, new push-button software and all the rest. You have to really compare those things to your business model and your long-term goals. And either they align to them or they don't. And don't go chase the shiny object that doesn't align to your business. So, anyway.
Yeah, I really like that comment a lot.
Yeah,
so many of our listeners are shiny object people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes the shiny object fits into your business model, into the plan of what you need to do. if it fits, great, get the shiny object. But if it doesn't fit, just put your blinders on and ignore it. So.
Absolutely. Is there any kind of business that would benefit in a bigger way than others from using contest burner?
I mean, businesses that tend to have people in social media currently will definitely do better in contest burner because people are familiar with social media. That doesn't necessarily mean that companies that don't have a big social media presence can't succeed. It just takes a little bit more of effort, a little more explaining, and a little more preparation. But definitely, if you want social media to be part of your marketing strategy, then contest burner is going to be powerful for you, whether it's trying to get people moved over onto social media or keep them there.
Yes, absolutely. Is there any kind of a business that shouldn't use contest burner?
Boy, not that I can think of.
Not that I can think of either. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah. I mean, certainly contest marketing, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is one of the most underused, the most powerful tools and, that marketers have. And I think it fits any kind of business. I really don't think there's any one it doesn't fit in.
Yeah, I mean, online businesses, offline businesses, for-profit businesses, non-profit businesses, every kind of business is going to benefit from using contest marketing.
Right. Yeah, I would see so. I also see that organizations, like your Red Cross type of charitable organizations, could also benefit by getting people to, rally around whatever is happening and get them involved. And especially there are so many charitable organizations have a hard time getting funding, and if they can actually get a lot of people talking about and doing and acting and whatever, that's why you see so many of the big folks on Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres and those kinds of guys that are talking about a particular charity, helping able to get so many more donations because it starts other people talking about it. So contest burner could do a similar function for somebody who has a charitable or humanitarian branch of their business.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't. This would definitely work for nonprofits, any kind of organization that wants their message spread around and wants to take their existing user base and turn them into passionate evangelical customers. So whether it's a customer or just a member of the organization, if you want to turn them into excited people who feel part of the group, a contest is the way to do it. So.
Right. So what else would someone need to know about contests if they wanted to get started using contests?
I think that's pretty much it. They, I would say don't be in a rush to start your contest. Plan it out. Be very methodical about how you're going to do it. Pay close attention to the reasons why you're going to give your audience as to why you're doing the contest and how you weave it into your sales message, because you want to be able to push the contest very hard while it's running. So be prepared for that. And, take your time, prepare for it, treat it almost like a launch. Looking at my product launch, it's very similar to doing a mini product launch.
That's really, really accurate.
Word you haven't said... I'm sorry, Gina, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Rhonda.
Okay. A word I haven't heard you say but that I hear in the backdrop of all of this is be strategic.
I was just going to say that. Exactly.
Well, we talk about that all the time, Bill, on this show is, and it's don't just have that what I call BSO syndrome, bright shiny object syndrome. Don't be running around chasing stuff, but really be strategic is a big part of what we teach in our businesses and here on the show. And that's really what you're saying is don't just go off and go, okay, I got this new contest for, let me throw together something. Okay, let's do this. But make it strategic, plan it out, probably get a few mavens to help start the ball rolling when you're going and be prepared to be involved in that contest for the duration so that you're making sure to plan it, and that means to have a strategy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with trying new things when you're doing it knowingly that, hey, this is a brand new thing and I'm going to test it. Even then, though, you have to be methodical and strategic and analyze the results to determine whether, you know, I mean, even in trying new things, it's strategy. So.
Absolutely. Even when I test, I do a lot of testing for, especially for friends of mine who have new software, new systems or whatever, but I have a certain method to my madness, even in the way that I test things when I'm doing that. So I do a lot of that for Steve Holmes, who's creating plugins for WordPress blogs and whatever. But I do have a strategy, even though what I do seems to be really intuitive and discovery-based, but I still have that. So no matter what you're doing, you want to play with it, try it out, do a little itty-bitty contest to get used to it. You know, cool, but know what you're doing is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And being strategic is really all about starting with the outcome. So don't just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go run a contest. Be really clear on what your outcome is first. Why are you running the contest, and what do you want to achieve because of the contest? And then work your way backwards from the outcome to figure out how to go about achieving that outcome. You'll get a lot better results from the contest that you run when you plan it like that on purpose, not just by accident.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I talk a lot about on one of the training that I do, that I try to make comparisons to people that they're, whether it's a marketing campaign or an entire business, it's very much like taking a long, epic journey. You're going to travel across the country and make several stops along the way. You know, I think maybe it like reminds me a bit of some of my family vacations. I take the kids in the car and we go visit all these different places, right? Well, you wouldn't just jump in the car one day, pull, you know, throw your kids in there, take, you know, a handful of clothes and just start driving without knowing where you were going. You know, I mean, I know when I plan my family vacations, I take quite a bit of time. I do the research online. I figure out exactly where I'm going. Where are we going to stay? How am I going to drive there? What days do I need to leave? And really, a marketing promotion is very much like that. You can't just jump in the car and start driving. So you need your map, and you need all your planning.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And the contest idea can be so powerful in achieving so many different outcomes. It's really, really amazing how many different things you can get as a result of holding a contest. So really take your time and be creative in figuring out how that contest fits into everything else, from building a list to generating traffic to improving conversions to just about anything else you can think of that a business is going to need. You can get more of it using contests.
Yep.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And, Rhonda, I know one of the things we have not yet done is we haven't told folks where they can find out more info about Contest Burner.
Well, right now we have contestburner.com. What we've been talking about is the place. I don't really have any special links yet from you guys, so but just there to get started will be great. And, you know, then check it out, and the launch is happening soon. Big things are going on. If you are interested in being involved in as an affiliate, then absolutely, you know, get back with us, let us know. We'll make sure you get hooked up.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then I'd also just wanted to drop in a little bit here, too. And, you know, the product is not currently for sale, but if you head over there and sign up on the opt-in page, you're going to be put on the early bird list. So when the product does launch, you're going to have the first crack at getting – number one, getting the product, and number two, being able to get the live event tickets. So signing up now will definitely help you. That way you're going to reserve your spot in line. I'm sure the event tickets are going to go very fast, so you're going to want to be one of the first in line. And then also, like you had mentioned, I'm definitely looking for affiliates and joint venture partners for the launch. So if that fits your business model, then I'm definitely interested in talking with you. So,
I definitely want to be a part of that for sure. So, Rhonda,
yeah,
if you
too.
Could help me out and get Bill and I connected in an email so we can start that conversation. Maybe we can even chat later on today, Bill, if you're available. I think I've got my calls are done around 3:30, quarter to 4 Eastern time today. So if you're around after that, maybe we can chat then.
Okay, yeah, I think I will be. I have a webinar and my live show tonight, so it's a packed schedule, but I think I'll be able to squeeze some time in there. I definitely want to have that conversation. So,
Fantastic. And even if we just plan another time this week to talk further, at least get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Get the ball rolling. Yeah.
And I would certainly love to assist you in terms of, I think there are some great storytelling types of things that can be done along with this, and would love to speak with you about that. I know it's something that I definitely want to promote for me, of course, to be able to use myself, but also for clients, because when people are just starting out, I know they really need this a lot, even though it sometimes may seem like, well, that's only for you if you have a list, but it's really not. There's so much that you can do just to get, even if you have a small cluster of friends or people as you start, to help them help you get the ball rolling and get things moving. So this is really a phenomenal tool.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, Rhonda, as usual, thank you so much for getting us such a great guest and a great topic. I've really enjoyed getting to know more about Contest Burner today, and I'm so looking forward to using it. It's going to be a lot of fun for me to play around with all the different things I can do with Contest Burner.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And we will be back next week, Tuesday at noon Eastern, with another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Rhonda has some amazing guests lined up. I think we're booked almost through the end of the year now, aren't we, Rhonda?
We're booked all the way through November for sure, and our next week we're talking sponsorships for your business.
Ooh.
So that's exciting. Be definitely be here, and boy, we do have, oh my gosh, November is going to be just an amazing month here.
Well, don't miss an episode here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody, and thank you so much, Bill. It's been a great hour and a half, and good luck with Contest Burner. I look forward to talking to you later today.
Thanks. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, Bill.
And remember, contestburner.com. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Gina.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.